The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Munchkin Land is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. For literally pennies a day, you can support what we do, creating new content for you, and in return, you get some bonus content, too. Point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast that celebrates games from Steve Jackson Games or anywhere else that we decide to play them. And this week, we're playing another Steve Jackson Games. Actually, this is another mashup game. This one is Munchkin Loot Letter. This is based on the Love Letter game. It's a very fast 16-card game where you're trying to eliminate the other person and bluff and do all these other kinds of things. And so Steve Jackson, and I forget who the company was that developed Love Letter, but...
Oh, isn't it
Alderac? Yeah, Alderac is the Alderac.com/loveletter. Yeah,
AEG, Alderac Entertainment.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, they've been doing a lot of partnerships recently. So we're going to play Munchkin Loot Letter and see how it goes. The way this goes is there are 16 cards. We take one out of the deck. We should have done that before we dealt the hands.
Just take that one.
All right. We'll put it in the little bag. Seal that up so we don't know what that one is, which makes using your mind to figure out what the remaining cards are a little bit more difficult. Each of us draws a card, and then we go through, and each player draws one, and then you have to play one, and the idea is to eliminate the other people at the table in the round in order to become the winner and get one of these little wooden loot card or pieces, tokens, whatever they want to be. So, Rob, why don't you start out first?
All right. I draw a card. Huh. I'm going to pay a potted plant.
Okay, potted plant means what?
Name a non-potted plant card and choose another player. If that player has a card, he or she is out of the round. Choose Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And say Duck of Doom.
No.
All right.
Oh, darn.
I draw a card. I also will play a potted plant, and I'm going to say that Steven has a net troll.
No, I do not have a net troll.
Not this time.
I will draw a card, and I will play a net troll, and I choose Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Draw your hand and draw a new card.
So draw my hand.
Or discard your hand and draw a new card.
Oh, boo. A mall rat. Okay. And then I will draw a card for my turn. I will look at it. I'm going to play a wishing ring until my next turn. Ignore all effects from other players' cards. Okay, Rob.
All right, I'm going to play a mall rat. Look at another player's hand.
Now, this isn't the one where you look at the other player's hand and the person with the lowest one.
It just says look at another player's hand.
Just peeking. Right.
Look at Brad's.
Cool. Okay, drawing. All right, play a potted plant. And I'm going to say that... I'm going to say that Brad has a dragon.
So the other thing to keep in mind as we're going through this is that there are 16 cards, but the distribution is very, very different. So if you have the loot card, there's only one of those. There's only one Turbonium Dragon. There's only one Dread Gazebo. There are two Net Trolls, two Wishing Rings, two Ducks of Doom, two Mall Rats, and five potted plants. So we know that three of the potted plants are already out, as is one of the net trolls. Two of the mall rats are already out. and one wishing ring is out.
All right. It's my turn. I will draw a card. Whoops. And darn it, I have the Turbonium Dragon. If you have this card in the Dread Gazebo or Net Troll in your hand, you must discard this card. I will discard the Turbonium Dragon.
Okay, so that means that Brad either has the Dread Gazebo or another Net Troll.
All right.
And I will draw a card. And I will play a Potted Plant and say that Brad has a Net Troll.
I do not.
Ah, boo.
I will play a Potted Plant and say that Brad has the Dread Gazebo.
Which you knew from last turn.
Which I knew anyways.
Okay, so Brad is out.
I'm out of this round.
If that player has that card, he or she's out of the round.
Okay.
And I will
draw the last card.
The last card.
Does that mean the game is over? When the last card is drawn and discarded. Okay. So, after this, discard.
Oh, so I still have to play a card though.
Yeah, yep.
And winner is person with the highest card in their hand.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to. This isn't gonna work.
No, it's not gonna work.
It can work. Hold on. You can do this. You can do it, Zach. You can win this game.
I don't. Actually, no, I know I can't.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Can I?
Yes.
No.
If you play it right.
You don't know.
I do know.
Oh, God, you do.
I know both the cards in your hand.
Uh-huh.
I know Rob's card.
Uh-huh.
And I know Steven's card, and I know the card in the bag. If you do this right, you win the game.
All right, shall we predict then?
Okay.
Call it out. Call it out, Brad.
No idea.
That's five cards that you would have to know.
I have no idea.
There's no way you know
that. But he can win the game. He could win the game.
He could win the game,
yeah,
maybe.
But I do not know.
If he has a potted plant and does it right.
No, there's no more potted plants.
Okay, then. You're not going to win the game.
Yeah, you're not going to win the game.
No.
You could.
I'm going to use a...
But you could prevent one of us from getting any points.
What you could do is use... I don't know. As long if you have a wishing ring with a Duck of Doom, you're screwed.
Wow. Thanks, Brad. I'm going to have a Duck of Doom. And I'm going to lose to, let's say, who won last time?
Well, there's a practice round. So.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. The first
it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make somebody win. Whoever has the loot or the natural wins.
Rob, let's compare hands. Oh.
So Rob is out?
Yep, is that how that one works?
Yep.
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 So Rob is out. So
but Steven wins then.
So, because I had the loot card. Yeah. So I get a loot token. All right, Rob, shuffle them up, and the card in the bag, Brad, is the net troll.
Oh, jeez.
Sure enough. Ugh, that's the one thing I can't do that. This is the hardest thing for me to kind of memorize what the probabilities, you know, what's out there and try to figure out who has that other card.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
I know, but that's the hardest part for me. I'm just terrible at that kind of stuff. It's the easy part. No, it's actually not.
So what you're saying is...
That's one of the easy parts.
You know,
the other easy part is really good at
counting cards.
You know, I'm terrible at counting cards.
You know who will probably love this game?
Rob?
Mason.
He probably would, because he's very good at that kind of stuff and knows that stuff ahead of time. So, yeah, he's going to turn into quite a card gamer. I don't know what his reaction was when Rob said something about Pokemon tournament, but...
Mostly excited.
It was
he came upstairs and started talking about it right away.
Gotta catch them all.
Looked at me and rolled her eyes, so... All right, Rob, your turn.
I'm going to play a potted plant. Brad has... the net troll.
I do not.
Okay.
Oh, darn. Okay, Zach.
This game doesn't like giving me options.
I'm going to play a potted plant also.
Wow.
And I'm going to say that Steven has a Duck of Doom.
I do have a Duck of Doom.
Oh,
wow.
I'm already out of this round.
That was rough.
I did this on my forehead.
Okay.
Really, really rough. I am going to play a Dread Gazebo.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to trade hands with Rob. Oh, shoot. God, it was stupid. Oh, damn it. As soon as I did it, I realized how stupid it was.
Yes,
your turn.
Oh,
my God. I'm out.
I'm gonna play a potted plant on Brad naming Wishing Ring.
Oh, what was I thinking? What was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
I was thinking.
He's like, I can mess with Rob's plans.
Yeah, I was just messing with Rob. Yeah, was just so stupid.
Go, Zach.
Wow.
See, normally when we
just you and I.
This is where Karma 2014 came from, because every time you try to screw Rob intentionally, he always wins the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you're good to Rob, you still are going to lose the game.
I'll play Ball Rat. Look at your hand. Wow. Okay. Your turn.
All right. Turbonium Dragon.
Oh.
Right.
So, Robbie, well, there's two gazebo cards, right?
But
one gazebo card. Two net trolls.
You have to discard.
I have to discard if I have net trolls.
Doesn't mean you have it, though.
Doesn't mean that I necessarily am going to.
Right.
I could be preempting the potted plant since you saw the Turbonium Dragon in my hand.
I will now play Morat.
Friggin'. All
right.
My turn. Rob, your turn. So all the mall rats are out.
Mm-hmm.
All the gazebos are out.
Zach, discard your hand. Draw a new card.
Uh-oh. He lost.
Woo! Oh, you lost.
I discarded loot.
Rob won that and got a little loot crate. And now the card in the bag was the Wishing Ring. Shuffle them up, and we'll go again. We're playing to four. Whoever gets four little loot tokens wins the game.
Love Letter, the game that was pitched in, like, an airport in, like, 30 seconds or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the story.
Yeah. Like, the guy who created it ran into some of the head PIs at AEG and was like, hey, I've got a pitch for a game. They're like, "What? We don't have time to listen to that. Dude, it's going to take, like, 30 seconds. Sat down, played the game. It took, like, 30 seconds. And they're like, all right, we got this. We'll pick it up.
Yeah, this is an awesome game. Price point's what, about $7.50 or something?
I don't remember what it was. I got it from Warehouse 23.
It was
23.
Less than $10 when I saw it.
But yeah, you can get them at stores.
Yeah, this is one of those games where if you see the store, buy it. There's no reason not to buy this game.
Yeah. You know, this, like Cthulhu Dice, is a nice little thing to just throw in your bag and just play when you have a quick 5 minutes or something like that. So let's get these cards out there, Rob. And I've got several sets of Cthulhu Dice now, so.
That's the... Hey, Zach gets to go first.
Oh, yay.
Drawing.
Potted plant Steven out of the game again?
I can't believe I potted plant myself out of the game. That's so bad. So bad.
I'm going to Duck of Doom. I'm going to say... Rob.
Oh.
Person with a lower hand has to discard. Rob is out of the round.
All right.
So Zach has something higher than a four.
I am going to play a Wishing Ring.
Ah, Brad is protected.
I wish I could have played a Wishing Ring.
I'm going to play a potted plant and say that Zach has the Dread Gazebo.
No.
Dang. Okay. Your turn.
I will draw a card. And I'm going to... play a potted plant and say that Steven has...
Nope.
A potted plant, except we can't name that.
A Duck of Doom.
Nope.
I am going to play a... I am going to play a Dread Gazebo. I'm going to trade hands with young Zach.
Mm. You up.
Okay. I'm going to draw a card. I'm going to play a potted plant and say Brad has the loot card.
I do not.
Okay. Zach, your turn.
Everybody except for Steven knows what card's in your hand right now.
Oh, because you guys, that's right. And this is where it becomes so frustrating.
Yeah, but if you've been paying attention, Steven.
I'm trying to.
Because
the three options that are out there are the three options that are out there. Yeah.
That troll is worth more than the wishing ring.
I know. I hadn't gotten to them yet.
Well, that's four options.
Well, yeah, that's true, because there are two of those cards out there. But of the three, of as far as numbers go...
It's four things that are higher than the wishing ring.
We are done with the Dread Gazebo.
Okay, I'm going to play a Duck of Doom. I'm going to compare with Steven.
Oh, well, then.
Yep.
All right, so it's Zach and Brad. Because I had a potted plant. But yes, that was going to be my next one.
Okay, well...
And so that means that he's got...
I have to discard the Turbonium Dragon.
Which means that I know what he has, and I know what he has.
So I'm going to draw this card. I'm going to play... let's see here. I don't know how to play this.
Well, you got to play one of them.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think.
Because I know what both of you have, except for what the new card Zach has.
I have a reasonable idea. I know what Brad has. However, his penchant for trickery.
I'm going to play a mall rat and look at Brad's at the end. I should have played it the other way.
Yep.
I am going to draw a card. And I am going to play a net troll and require Zach to discard his hand to draw a new card.
Yep, yep.
I will draw
the last card.
And I win.
Yep.
With the loot.
All right, so Brad gets a token. All Yay. Right, shuffle them up and let's get going again. The card in the bag was potted plant.
You know, I played my net troll.
You should have played your net troll.
I should have played my net troll.
No, yes, because yes. he would have, yes.
Because it made me discard the loot and I would have lost.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to say that I actually, and I know we usually do this afterwards, but I'm really liking the Munchkin theme to this better than the original love letter theme.
Yeah, so the idea is that there's a princess that you're sending, trying to get a love letter to, and you have to go through, what, kings and queens and princes and
yeah.
all these other people. Handmaidens. Handmaiden is the equivalent of the wishing ring. Ooh, I get a start
they
this time.
Are the same? It's just flavor text differently.
Yes.
Or just the card. It's
the
all the
game
same.
Is exactly
actions, right?
the same. It's just flavor text differently.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. I'm going to play a mall rat, and I'm going to look at Brad's card. Okay. And I'm done.
I'm going to play a net troll. And choose Brad.
Oh, I discard my and draw
yep.
new?
Yep.
Okay. Mall rat. Discarded.
All the mole rats are out now.
Zach.
Drawing.
Yeah, fast.
I'm going to play a wishing ring.
Okay.
All right. I will draw a card. And I will play a potted plant. And I will guess that Steven has a Duck of Doom.
I do have a Duck of Doom. Damn it.
Yay.
Don't pick up
you ducks. And that duck.
I know. Well, the plus was that with the card that Brad would have had, I would have kicked him out of the round. So
I'll play a net troll on Brad again.
All right. I will discard a Dread Gazebo and draw this card.
Ah, I will draw a card. Oh, that's right. And I will I'm going to discard my Trebonium Dragon.
All right, I think I got this. I'll draw this card. I will play a potted plant, and I will guess that Rob has a Duck of Doom.
Nope.
My
turn.
Yeah, this does move really quick with only 16 cards.
Yeah.
I'm going to play potted plant and say that Zach has loot.
No.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Yeah.
And I will draw a card. And,
wait. Zach doesn't have loot?
Nope.
And Rob doesn't have loot.
Or does he?
Oh, yeah. The all extra right. silly double blind.
And...
hey, you'd give me the win.
No.
Unless, you know, no.
Oh, you're
like,
right.
Someone would have to play, like, Zach would have to play Potted Plant on me and say loot right now.
You're right.
Yep. I'm going to say Duck of Doom and go with Brad over here.
I win. I have the loot again.
What did you have?
Potted Plant.
I Duck of Doom.
It was like, one of the two of them has loot.
So why did you, let me just ask you, why did you discard the dragon then, Zach? Potted Plant.
Oh, because I wasn't paying attention to the net troll because you were already gone.
Oh, okay, okay. So you were trying to throw everybody off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Loot Crate.
Oh. Brad now
of
has
course,
two.
If they were all gone and someone did crates. Discard the Tremonium Dragon, you could be led to assume they had loot.
That you had the loot. And that's what
that's,
Rob was
yeah, that's what yeah. I was going banking on.
That's what I was thinking, too, because that would have been the only reason why you would have discarded it.
Yeah. Would you hate when people do that to you?
All right, so...
let's dissect all the things you did wrong in that play, Rob.
Yep.
That's all right. I potted planted myself
Steven
out of
goes
around
first
earlier.
Again.
So.
Hey, I got to go first again. So I got to draw a card. And I'm going to...
I want someone else to shuffle and deal next time.
Nah, okay. I'm going to play a potted plant and say that Brad has a net troll.
I do, you foul.
Yay for me.
Foul person.
All right, Rob.
I'm playing Mall Rat and look at Steven's hand. Okay.
And draw a card. And I'm going to play a... Oh, no, that'd be stupid. I'm going to play... I'm going to play a potted plant and say, Steven has a mall rat.
I do not.
Shucks.
I'm going to play a Dread Gazebo and trade hands with Rob with Zach.
Rob looked too eager.
Yes.
I'm going to play a potted plant and say, Steven has a Duck of Doom.
I do have a Duck of Doom.
You and me, Zach.
Yep.
I think for people listening at home, this would be fun, too, because if you're fast with your numbers, you can play out what the numbers are and who's won what.
I'm going
and
to
play that guessing game with us.
Yeah.
Someone like the great NATO, who's good at stats, would probably have calculated all these out.
Yeah, there are not a lot of combinations.
So. No.
I'm going to play Potted Plant and say Rob has net troll.
All right.
Good
Zach
job,
won.
Zachary.
All right.
Wow.
Was it just, in the bag
I have to say the card that's going to kill me?
Card.
What?
Was it just, I have to say the card that's going to kill me?
Yeah.
This is a pretty fun game, though.
It is a very fun game. I like it. It's fast. It's.
Do you carry your love letter around with you?
I can't say that I
my
do.
My wife makes me carry all my love letters around.
Yeah. On your iPhone because you text message them because kids these days don't know how to write love letters.
We do have a stack of them in our house.
The love
little,
letters.
And a little shoebox under the bed.
Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to figure out if this is wood or plastic.
It's wood.
It's wood.
Is it feeling okay? It is a little wood.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
It'd be nice with little coins, though.
Yeah, but I think if you're wanting to go, I mean, the cube is what
cheap.
They use in Love Letter, right?
Yeah, but everybody replaces them with little hearts.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, you can buy a set of little
but
hearts.
But if you're thinking about Warehouse 23 and Loot Crate, well, maybe not, because you get a crate from Warehouse 23. That's
yeah, Loot Crate's a totally
different... It's a different company. Yeah.
Brad goes first.
Yeah, Brad goes
first. Oh, you just stirred your one crate in with the...
It's not like I'm going to win this game anyway.
All right.
That just means he has to win one more round.
I am going to play Potted Plant, and I'm going to guess that Rob has a net troll.
Nope.
Darn.
I'm going to play a Duck of Doom and compare a card with Brad.
Yeah, you're good. Out with my Duck of Doom.
All right.
All right.
Dang.
This is a game where you can pick on the leader.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like Munchkin.
Yeah.
I'm a play a Dread Gazebo and trade with Steven.
I'm going to play a Potted Plant and say Rob has a dragon.
God, correct.
Friggin' really?
Good job. Nice play.
I'm going to play a Wishing Ring.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. It's actually what I gave him.
All right. I'm going to play a Mall Rat and not do anything.
All right.
Wait, what?
I got a Wishing Ring. He can't do anything against me. There's only two of us left in the round.
I have a feeling I know what he has.
All right. It's one of two things.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Are you right, Rob?
Yeah.
For those of you listening at home, Zach just threw his card onto the table in full view of anyone who cared to look at it.
Even when I was not paying attention.
I'm going to play a Potted Plant and guess that Zach has a net troll.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't see it.
So I didn't see it, sorry. I was like, what? All right, shuffle
loot
him up.
Was the other thing that I thought he might have had.
I thought he had loot, too.
It's like, at the end of whatever we're at, four, five, six rounds of play, Brad and I are tied.
I don't want the
Zach and Rob are tied. Brad and I have two. Rob and Zach have one.
Hey, I get to go first again.
Yes, you do.
Yay. I don't know if I like that or not. I kind
of
don't.
I'm not a big fan of going first.
I like going second because if you do have that Duck of Doom, you can take the previous player out very quickly. I'll just set that there.
Someone's shuffling these things weird. Oh, God. Go.
I'm going to play Wishing Ring.
All right, I'm going to draw a card.
Dragon.
And I'm going to guess. I'm going to play a Potted Plant and guess that Rob has the Dread Gazebo.
Yep.
Okay.
Stupid dragon.
Draw a card. I'm going to play a Duck of Doom against Brad. Ooh, how does that work?
Well, the person...
the player with the lower value is out of the round.
So all right.
Nobody's out of the round.
Nobody's out of the round then. All right.
Huh.
Okay, Zach.
Your turn, Zach. Rob suddenly knows everything.
Yep.
He's out of the game.
I'm going to play a Potted Plant and say that Steven has a net troll.
I do have a net troll.
I'm going to draw a card. And I am going to play a net troll and make Zach discard his hand and draw a new card. And luckily I did that because it was a Potted Plant and he knew I had a net troll.
Oh, so then I still get to go again.
Yeah, now you go.
Net draw.
Yep.
I'm going to play a Mall Rat to look at your hand.
All right.
Okie dokie.
I'm going to draw a card. I am going to play a Wishing Ring. Neener, neener, boo, boo.
Neener, neener, pants.
I think Brad's got this one.
I think he does, too.
Yep. Well, that's freaking.
You got to discard one.
Potted Plant.
All right, I'm going to draw a card.
Brad gets the last card.
I'm going to play a Potted Plant and guess that Zach has the Duck of Doom.
You are correct, sir.
Brad wins. So you had loot.
I did have loot.
Yeah. And the Mall Rat was the one in the bag.
Again.
All right, Brad, this is it. You could win.
Yay.
You could win on this next round. This is a fun... I did not think I was going to have as much fun with this game as I am.
Yeah, this is a great game.
Good game.
Yeah.
Rob?
I'm entertained.
Are you not entertained?
You're just mad because you're not winning?
I am upset that I have had... Like, until the... Not the last round, but the round before that, I had Potted Plant in my opening hand every time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had Dread Gazebo in my opening hand twice in a row.
Yeah.
So it's just a little on the...
All right. I'm going to draw.
Odd side.
And I'm going to play a potted plant and guess that Rob has a net troll.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to play a mole rat. And a look at Steven's hand.
Okay.
I'm going to play a potted plant and say that Brad has a Duck of Doom.
I do not. I'm going to draw a card. And I'm going to play a wishing ring.
I'm going to draw a card. And I'm going to play a Duck of Doom and compare cards with Rob. Damn it.
Crap. Wow. So Steven discarded the Turbonium Dragon because Rob's card was bigger, which means
Rob.
Somebody with a potted plant is going to win this.
Play a potted plant.
Don't guess loot.
Dread Gazebo?
Yeah.
Okay. This is crap.
This is unfortunate, Rob. But I will play a button for it and guess that you have, I'm going to say, loot.
Rob is out. Wow.
That was nice.
Too bad I wasn't paying any attention to what Zach was doing. I'm going to discard a wishing ring.
Oh, okay. So Zach has a net troll.
Who cares if you pay attention?
I'm going to play a mole rat.
All right. There you go.
No.
Oh, you can't. That's right. Awesome. Oh, what are we going to do here?
I think Brad's going to win this game.
I hope I do. I hope I do. I'm going to play a net troll on myself and make me discard my card and draw a new card.
Oh, so that's the last card.
And I did, in fact, win the game.
Yeah, you have to compare cards.
I had the Dread Gazebo.
Brad had the Dread Gazebo, and Zach had the Duck of Doom, and the Net Troll was hiding in the bag.
Yay.
And Brad has won 4 of the treasures, and the game's over. And you can play this. I mean, there's some suggestions on how high you can play with it. I think this comes with 12 tokens. And it does say that...
Stupid dragon.
No, we should have played higher.
We should have, but I didn't know how long it was going to take.
We'd play longer.
We could play another one if we wanted to. Let's see. It suggests if you're doing 2 players to play up to 7 loot tokens, 3 players, 5 tokens, 4 players, 4 tokens. Uh-huh. So that's a suggestion.
I think the suggestion is banking on everybody winning a couple rounds as opposed to...
Yeah, let's do two more. What was I at? Was I at 2 or 3?
You were at two.
We could start from nothing.
Oh, no, we can just keep going if we want.
Play 2 more?
Yeah,
we can just play until
the rest of them are empty.
Yeah, let's just do that and see who has the winning, who collects the most loot at the end of this game.
All right.
So Brent has 4. 1, 2.
Okay.
And there are 5 tokens left. Which means we'd have to play 2 more games to figure out. Which one of these was?
Which one did you not look at?
I didn't look at either one of them.
You go first.
Damn it.
That's why it's sitting on the bag.
Well, you just throw it
over.
You've
given up on putting it in the bag. There you go.
Let's see. I'm going to play a potted plant and guess that Rob has the net troll.
Nope.
Is there a good one to guess on the first round?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. Somebody probably knows that.
Probably statistically, there's one that is the best one to talk about. So we know Rob doesn't have a net troll.
I guess a wishing ring would be good to make somebody dump on the
first round.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I'm playing ball rat. I'm going to look at Brad's hand.
Alrighty.
I'm going to play a Duck of Doom. How do they compare with Steven?
Okay. Yep. I'm out.
That eliminates basically nothing.
Yeah. So he eliminates
does not
me.
Steven has a potted plant.
I am a major threat in this game.
Steven was out with a mall rat, a level 2 card. All right, I'm going to draw a card.
Which tells you something about what Zach has.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not a potted plant.
That's true.
That's the only thing.
I am going to... I'm going to play a potted plant, and I'm going to guess that Zach has a Dread Gazebo.
No.
Darn.
My turn. I'm going to play a Wishing Ring.
Very nice. Good draw. I'm going to play another Duck of Doom. And I'm going to say...
Well, you're going to have to compare with Brad.
Yep, that Brad...
No, you don't have to say anything. You're just comparing them, and whoever's the lowest is out.
Okay, I'm out.
Ooh. Wow, okay.
Huh.
Rob, your turn.
I'm going to play a potted plant and say Zach has loot.
Way yes! to go, Rob.
It's like I knew it was one of two because my other card was a Dread Gazebo.
Oh, there you go.
Which I definitely didn't want to use right now.
No.
Well All played.
Right. So.
That potted plant was in the bag.
But you didn't look at it.
I didn't. You knocked it on the table and I saw it as it hit the table.
Statistically, potted plant's the most likely to be in the bag.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I always assume the potted plant was in the bag.
Until five of them hit the board, and you're like, well, there goes that math. That is not your card.
I'll pick this up and look at it.
Zach gets to go first.
Yay! I'm going to go potted plant and say Brad has a Duck of Doom.
You are wrong, sir. I will draw a card.
You gotta do that finger thing on your forehead.
Oh, that's right. Gosh.
I'm going to play a mall rat on Rob. Let me see your hand, Rob. Your turn, Stephen.
All right. I'm going to play a potted plant. And guess that Rob has the Dread Gazebo.
Nope. I'm going to play a Turbonium Dragon.
Okay.
I will play a Wishing Ring.
I will draw a card. I will play a potted plant and guess that Rob, which is no guess at all, has a Net Troll.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
I will draw a card.
Stupid dragon. That dragon has cost me.
I will play a mall rat and look at Brad's hand.
Whoops. Wow.
Sorry.
Steven just waved my card.
Sorry. It's a good thing these two are basically oblivious, and I'm out.
Yeah. It was like it was a flag. I'm
sorry. That was totally, totally my bad.
I'm going to play Net Troll.
Really?
Yeah. On Brad.
I thought sure you're going to play a potted plant on me. I will discard my Duck of Doom and draw a new card. I now will draw a card for my turn. And I will play a Wishing Ring.
Okay, I will draw the last card. Let's see.
Doesn't matter.
All right, I know, but I can get Zach out of this. I'm going to play a potted plant and guess that Zach has the Dread Gazebo. Okay.
Yay.
Brad wins.
I win.
Because he has the loot.
Loot.
And I had the Duck
of Doom. There was a potted plant loot in here.
All right, so Brad's up to five. There's still a way that we could tie.
Yeah.
That Rob or I could tie with Brad.
Sorry, Zach.
Zach is playing for last.
Well, you can still win the next three games and beat the rest of us.
Great point.
I'm just saying that there's no way that any of us can beat Brad at this point.
That was straight up sports commentator. So Steven goes first? Yes, Steven goes first.
Oh, okay. I will go first and I will draw a card And I will play a wishing ring.
Hmm.
I will play a mall rat and look at Brad's hand.
Hmm. Well, that does not bode well for me.
I will play a Duck of Doom and compare it with Rob. And I am out.
Hmm. Oh. That's why you play Duck of Doom.
Yeah.
Wow. You're like, well, I guess I'm playing this.
I am going to play a net troll on myself. Guard my hand and draw a new card. Oh,
boo.
And it is your turn, Steven.
Well, darn, because I'm totally confused what Rob has. So I'm going to draw a card. Play a wishing ring.
What do you got? Another friggin' mall rat.
And I will draw a card. And I am going to play a potted plant and guess that Rob has a dread gazebo. He is out.
Okay, I'm going to...
I blamed a dragon for this.
Draw a card.
Dragon's in the bag. The dragon didn't cost.
And I'm going to play a potted plant and guess that Brad has a net troll.
I do not.
Hmm.
I will draw a card.
I do think I know what he has.
I will play a potted plant, and I will guess that Steven has the loot.
I do have the loot.
Yay, me!
So Brad wins.
Dragon.
Yeah, okay.
Stupid friggin' dragon. Yeah.
Dang it. Net troll was the last card in that pile, right?
Yeah.
And then the other one was a potted plant.
Yep.
Dang it.
Stupid dragon.
Yeah, as soon as I drew the 8, it was either 5. That was going to be that had to have been my next guess for Brad. Since Rob was so upset about the mall rat situation, it could only be something five or higher.
He was just upset because you had to play the same card twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so there is no way that any of us can beat Brad.
But there is a way in which I don't get last.
Yes.
It's possible.
There is a way that you don't get last.
And Steven goes
and
first.
I'm going to draw a card. I'm going to play a potted plant. And guess that Brad has a dread gazebo.
I do not.
Okay.
I'm going to play a mall rat and see what Brad has.
You see, you guys should be picking on Zach just to make sure he stays in last.
Now you're one with the table, Brad. You understand this doesn't work.
See, I don't have to pick on Zach to ensure this. Zach's going to ensure it himself.
So mean.
Oh, that was
so
harsh.
So mean.
That was really harsh.
I'm going to play Duck of Doom. I'm going to choose Brad.
Okay.
Bad choice.
I'm going to draw a card.
I was really hoping you were going to win that one.
Zach and I compared hands, and he had to discard the dread gazebo.
Yep. Yes.
I am going to play a potted plant, and I'm going to guess that Steven has the loot.
I do not.
Oh.
So I'm going to draw a card, and I'm going to play a potted plant, and I'm going to guess that Brad has the dragon.
I do. As soon as I said it, I realized I should have guessed that you had the dragon.
That would have kept it.
You were going to be out on my turn then.
Yeah. No, that's true. Well, you knew what card I had, so it didn't matter. Yeah.
I'm going to play a wishing ring.
I'm going to draw a card, and I'm going to play a mall rat on Rob.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that. Oh, well. All right, Rob, your turn.
I'm going to play a wishing ring.
Okay. I'm going to play a potted plant. I think you win regardless.
Really?
I think so.
You think you just told him what card you had?
Probably. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to play a potted plant and say Duck of Doom?
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
I had a wishing, or a net troll.
Net troll is that one.
Loot.
Nope. Loot. And net troll was in the bag.
So either play I made would have been the win.
Yep.
There you go.
Sorry.
Because I could have net trolled myself.
I'm not used to having the loot. Prizes in front of me. All right, this is the last round. The last round. So Zach can either tie with me, or I can tie with Rob, or Rob can get four, and we can have 1, 2, 4, and 5. Or, yeah.
Or Brad could get 6, and yeah, we have 1, 2, 3, and 6.
No, that's why
seven.
We're all...
7, Rob. I already have 6.
You already have 6.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
He kept saying 5.
Get it right, man.
Yeah.
I was just listening to Steven. Oh, which
yeah,
is
yep. Rob.
Usually a bad plan.
Do what I do, which is completely ignore Steven.
Yeah, Rob, put your hair in a man bun.
Not even entirely certain what a man bun is.
It's top when knot. You put it's your hair knot. Like in a ponytail, but it's in ponytail, and like, oh, it's like in a ball.
So
like
you a go bun. First.
Go play your Duck of Doom.
Hey, thanks. Well, that's unfortunate.
Wow. I am going to draw a card. Zach discarded the Turbonium Dragon,
yes.
By the way. I am going to play a potted plant and guess that he has a net troll.
Myself?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to draw a card. I'm going to play a potted plant and guess that Zach has the loot.
No.
No.
So there's only one thing that he could do. Well,
he has the Dread Gazebo.
No.
Wow, three potted
plants. He played it right.
Wow.
Yeah, he did play it right.
Wow, good job, Zach.
I'm going to play a potted plant and say Brad has the gazebo.
You little snarkies. Wow, I did in fact have the Dread Gazebo. Yeah.
Okay, so I will draw a card now.
When did you learn how to read us?
And I will play a wishing ring.
Too late is when. That's when he learned.
By the time you heard the click, it was too late.
I'm going to play a Duck of Doom and compare with Zach.
I lost.
I told you to play the Duck of Doom.
I put my Duck of Doom on the card.
I will draw a card, and I will play a Mall Rat on Rob. All right.
My turn?
Yep.
I'm going to play a Net Troll on Steven.
Mm-hmm. On me, so I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
I will draw this card.
Which
Steven discarded a Net Troll.
And discarded a Net Troll, and I will take the last two cards. And so Rob's going to win because...
Yep.
No, no potted plant.
Oh, really? Oh.
I've got a wishing ring that'll protect me, but Rob's got the loot, so Rob wins. So it ends up with Zach with 1, me with 2, Rob with 4, and Brad with 6.
I do count it as a personal victory to make all of you use a potted plant in the first round.
Yeah.
That's
all
okay.
Of us fail with the potted plant in the first
okay,
round.
Though. That's all right. That's all right.
Well, that was a fun game.
Yeah, it was.
I
really liked it a lot. Yes. I wouldn't
that
be surprised.
Moral victory.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if this game pops up again in the future,
well,
just because
like,
it is so fun.
Yep.
A dozen different varieties of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so many.
Oh,
yeah,
like when I saw it at a game store in Wichita a couple weeks ago, and it was like, I've never seen this. So I wonder if Steven's seen it. So I sent him a picture. He's like, yeah, we're playing that on the next Munchkin.
Yeah,
like, okay.
There's a clamshell edition of this game, and then there's the bag version.
But the box or the display that it was in had... Mm-hmm. Just it was like a multi-tiered display of nothing but different varieties of love letter.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, like 6 or 7.
Yeah, well, I'm putting all of these back into my little love loot letter sack.
I do like this. The problem I have with regular love letter, and I haven't played it that much, but it's hard to sort of keep track of
says
what
the guy who won the game.
Well, but it's hard to keep track of what each of the roles.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, there's the Duke and the Duchess. And
right.
It's like, they're all just so similar. These cards are so crazy different from each other.
Yeah, understand.
Yeah, just very quickly.
Well, and if you say, oh, I've got a Duke, well, is that somebody that protects you from stuff? You know, the wishing ring it's a wishing ring.
Right, yeah. And that's because we know Munchkin.
Right.
Yeah, and we've got the reference from Munchkin, but...
Yeah.
And see, like, Duke and Duchess being card, is I assume Prince and Princess are a card?
I think so. There's the King... Who's like number 7? So the king is like the Turbonium Dragon, and the princess is number 8. The potted plants are guards,
right?
It's just, you know, I mean, that's sort of arbitrary. I get that. I mean, I get the theme, but this arbitrary seemed...
Yeah, to work out really well.
Stuck in my head a little better, yeah.
Yeah. No, I really like this game, and I hope, listeners, that you did too. You go check it out. It's relatively inexpensive. I mean, if you're paying less than $10 for this thing, snag it. And even if it's less than $15, I say snag it.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, this is something that, it's a fast game. You can play it, you know, if everybody comes over before you go out on a night on the town, you can say, hey, let's play Loot Letter really quick. You play the game. 20 minutes later, everybody's either gathered or out the door, and you can go have fun.
Sure. Yeah.
Does like not 20 work, minutes ahead.
Does not work well with lunch, though. It's not a good lunch game.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because you're scared of the terbronium dragoning. No, you got your lunch? Or?
You got food in your hands. No, you got to pay attention to this.
Yeah, you do.
You can't be doing something else. This does demand your attention.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
For like 5 minutes, though. So.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this installment of Munchkin Land. If you have any questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com. If you would, head over to iTunes. And if you like this show, 5-star reviews really do help us out. And if you want to become a Major Spoilers VIP and get your hands on some critical hit, a booster pack that was created by all of the listeners out there, or many of the listeners out there, you can do that for a small fee, monthly fee of $2, $5, or $10 a month, and it does help us out a great deal so that we can get games like this, we can play like games like this, and we can keep sending podcasts like this out to you. So until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.